I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was supposed to be the rom-com of the year, and it almost turned into a new Spider-Woman spinoff because Sydney Sweeney got bitten by a giant poisonous spider on the set of the new movie that's coming out called Anyone But You. It's that real steamy flick with her and Glenn Powell. We've seen lots of photos in the trailer of them coming out with, you know, their abs and they're all over each other. It looks real spicy. So she went on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and she explained what happened.
So she really impressed me. Last week, there was a viral video going around where she's doing an interview and she's telling a story of like she was at in college and she knew that her interest was performing arts, but she majored in business. So her agent was like, why are you majoring in business? I mean, that's not going to get us any jobs or anything. And she said to her agent that, so when I understand it, I won't need you anymore. Like, I'll be able to read a contract and I won't need an agent anymore.
Yes, well played. Sydney has a lot of different interests too, because I think I saw in an interview somewhere where she talks about how she likes to fix up old cars. I mean, she's really kind of the dream girl for guys. Not only is she hot, you know, with a nice chest, but she can get under a car and fix it up and do whatever you got to do to, like, you know, refurbish an old vehicle.
That would be pretty hot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like it's like that Megan Fox scene in the Transformer films. Yeah. So I actually got to see the clip where she was getting bit by the spider. And I'm not going to lie, when I watched it, I was like, she's a pretty good actress.
Director's like, there's Sydney overacting again.
So it was a huntsman spider, and it's not too dangerous to humans, but obviously, like, you've got this massive thing on your arm and it bites you. The first thing you're thinking is, yeah, I'm dying, I'm sad, and everyone has it on camera, so now my death is going to be played at my funeral.
Yep.
It's awful. And something really ironic about this whole thing is that at the time when she was getting bit by the spider, nobody had known that she had actually already been cast as Spider-Woman in the upcoming movie Madame Web.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, very cool full circle moment.
See, the spider knew and is pissed.
Literally. All right, Swifties are giving her ex, Taylor Lautner, a bit of a hard time because it kind of feels like he's capitalizing on his friendship with Taylor Swift. So he was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and was asked about what his and Taylor Swift's relationship was like now. And he said rekindling it was one of the best things to happen for him this year.
We stayed friendly. We would see each other now and then, but we then did fall out of touch and we didn't talk for a while. It's been really fantastic over the last year. I mean, honestly, I would say one of the greater things to happen in my life over the last year is the rekindling of our friendship, because she just is above anything else that she is. She is just a wonderful human.
So Swiftie Twitter is again like giving him a hard time of being like, okay, we get it. You dated her. She broke up with you. She brought you on stage once. Like, it's time to move on.
But he was asked the question though, right?
Yeah. But okay. I mean, but also it kind of seems like he's doing, and obviously he has a podcast, so he's going to do press for a podcast. You're going to take advantage of any kind of opportunity to make sure that, you know, you're getting your check. So Call Her Daddy being one of the biggest podcasts for women on any platform, he's of course going to say yes to that and know he's going to get asked about Taylor Swift. Yeah. So part of it's not his fault, but I think because they do TikToks using her songs and have kind of made it a part of such a big part of their personality, it's starting to rub people the wrong way.
But yeah, if that's your like legitimate friend, you're going to support him and you're going to have friends and there's like your TikToks and stuff like that. I feel like they're giving the guy a hard time.
He ain't do anything wrong.
No, he hasn't. And because you're damned if you do, if you damned if you don't. You don't talk about her, then you don't care about Taylor Swift. But if you're talking about her, now you're just capitalizing on it. All right, well, this is an unexpected celeb couple. Drake was spotted getting cozy with another pop star. I'll reveal who he was canoodling with on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.